This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So it is a Tuesday, and you know, every Tuesday we have open air conversations about relationships, of course. And last week we spoke about parentification. And basically, we spoke about how that has affected a lot of you, and you got to share your stories. So one thing that we actually realized, myself and Mrs. M, is that a lot of you actually were sharing from a point of view of having put yourself in that situation of parentification because you had a child when you were young. So now it's like it's a child parenting another child. So we decided that why not actually have this conversation, and we can actually allow you again to share on how you having a child at a young age has actually affected you and how it has affected your relationships, with, of course, the guidance of Mrs. M. She is our relationship expert that is here to help us to basically navigate relationships in a healthy way and also heal from whatever traumas that it comes with. Mrs. M, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing good. That was quite a mouthful, hey?
I know. That was quite a mouthful, but no lies detected.
So today you're not with us in the studio. We have you on the other side. What have you been up to?
I have been up to school galore.
Oh, my God. Okay, so it's also...
I don't think you're supposed to do studying when you're as old as I am.
I'm realizing that a lot of people that are just of the older generation, they seem to have a lot more trouble than a younger people when it comes to studying.
No, seriously, don't do it. If you can still do it now, please do it now. There's too many things when you're older and that you need to focus on, yeah. And studying just becomes, it's not hard because of your mind, but it's hard because of time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So today, Mrs. M, I just said that for a fellow campus voicer, we just felt like we needed to allow them to actually share based on what they were telling us last week on how having a child in their lives at a young age has affected them in their relationships and also with the relationship that they have with themselves. And I feel like we know already that with the stats that there are a lot of young people who are parents.
Yes, most definitely. And I think it starts from having a relationship that you are not ready for. Because becoming a mother or becoming a father, in as much as we would like to think that it becomes an automatic thing, but somehow it requires a certain level of preparation, where you've got to be mentally ready that I'm going to have a relationship with my child. What is that relationship and what does it mean for me? Many of young people realize when they are in that relationship with the child that this is actually not one of those relationships that you can turn on and off as you like. Yeah, or those relationships that you can actually decide that, you know what, I'm calling it quits here and all of that.
Yeah.
And it's not even a relationship that is maybe even a two-way in the beginning. It's literally a one-way in the beginning where one is loving, and the child is busy falling in love with you to be able to replicate that later on. So I think that's where the culture shock comes in, Afika, where we are all of a sudden in this relationship that is demanding, and more than just demanding, it also, we can't just turn it off. Yeah. We can't take a break from it, you know? And that's where many of other relationships get affected from, with this demanding relationship, there are many other relationships. Even a relationship with yourself can be disturbed or can be impacted by the fact that now you have a relationship with a child. Whether you're a mother or your father, it is the same. Even though maybe in our society we would like to think, oh no, yes, it's not the same. It is the same. It's just that the responsibility of the relationship can differ, you know, in terms of the fact that when a child is born, obviously the boob is on the mother, right? So the mother is the one with the food for the child. So the child is constantly in the mother's chest, and that's how you find Uti other responsibilities fall more with, on the mother's side than on the father. But when it comes to a loving relationship, that relationship is the same for other male or female parents.
That's actually true. And I can tell that you're speaking from experience. When you say it's a relationship you just can't get out of, you can't switch it off.
No, it's not one of those that you can switch off. And I think Google Team, this topic, if you see Kulume from both sides, see Kulume to someone who already has a child, and also send caution to somebody who doesn't have a child, and say, it's one that you've got to prepare for. It's one relationship that you've got to be ready for. It's one relationship that you've got to have a mind that has worked for it, finances that are prepared for it, the environment that is prepared for it. It literally demands every part of you to be ready and to be prepared for it.
I think this explains why then when you have a child, maybe in a time in your life where you're not actually prepared for it, like emotionally and also financially. I think this probably explains why, because I've always asked myself this question, and I'm sure someone else has. Why do people split? Like, if, let's say they were in a very committed relationship, they were not married, but they had a child, but they seem to just, like, once they're calling in the picture, guess who won?
It's definitely because the child relationship, it's demanding, and obviously, the relationship between the two people that have made this child is never going to be the same, either in a positive way or in a negative way. It becomes a choice of those two people, how they want this child to impact their relationship. It can impact the relationship positively, where two people decide that this is now the center of our love. They can monument the child into something that represents positivity in their life. And that, doing that, you'll find that two people who are married, who are already ready for this, in as much as it brings about changes and hormones and fights and all of that, but because they monumentize the child to becoming a symbol of their love and a symbol of growth of their family, it does not really affect them that much negatively because of what it represents for them. But then you find that young people, whether in tertiary or in high school, having a child, the immediate reaction is disaster. And that's what the child then immediately represents. Hardship, a challenge. What are we going to do now? You want kind of a response. And that reaction creates a monument around the child that says, this is our challenge, you know? And it no longer becomes any kind of blessing. And that's why then it becomes a challenge that that affects their relationship negatively. It becomes a challenge that affects their family negatively, where someone has been living with their family and all of a sudden they're bringing the child, and immediately the family sees the child or her pregnancy or he's impregnating another a woman, a challenge. That then that you cannot create a love monument out of somebody that you have viewed as a challenge. So in that, the relationship is then taking a different turn where it's about, hey, what are we going to do now about this child? Yeah. It's about solving a problem. Whereas in the other side, the other first scenario that I put for you, you find that solutions are built or made around this child into making sure that this love monument is always blossoming, is always bright, is always a representative of love and laughter and everything that we are about. So these two scenarios that represent how having a child can affect your life. I'm not saying that in a marriage is always perfect, but you would find even people in a marriage that actually create a negative outlook out of having a child. It happens, but you find it in most instances, and you'll also find couples that are not married that can create a love monument around their own child. So it's just that what I'm trying to highlight is that you as a person can decide what you view your child as, and that will inform your relationship with the father or the mother or in your immediate family, the extended family, the friends and whatever, how you have viewed what has happened, you know, between the two of you will inform how you end up with one another.
Yo, that's very powerful, Mrs. M, and I feel like it's very true, because it is something that solely lies on the two of you. The same way the relationship was a choice thing, and whether it works or not, it relies on the both of you. It's the same way that if when you have the child and nifuqhubeka with the child, it really lies on the both of you.
Yeah. Obviously, it's something that I figure we are not advocating for,
Yes.
And I think it will be unfair that now that so many people do have children out of wedlock, then in platforms like this, we change the language, you know, and try to say, no, it's okay. It's not okay. It's not something that is ideal. In an ideal situation, families are created, and that's where children are born into families. But that's the most ideal situation where we would really like to see happening, that children are born out of two people who are adults, who know exactly what they're doing, who can afford the child that they're bringing into the world, who do not want to bring the child to make the child suffer. And in that situation, that's where the ideal situation is, because there's an understanding that says, Uguti, no matter what challenges you face, in that ideal situation, you will be able to support one another, you know, in upbringing of this child, in the support of the child, in the emotional demands and the love demands and the attention demands that this child is going to demand out of you. Because truth be told, it's hard to be a single parent. I wasn't one, but my mother was a single parent, and I can tell that it was difficult for her to be a single parent, having to provide for every corner of my needs, you know, having to worry about, is she okay? She has to go to work. She has to leave me with other people. Is she going to be fine? Is this child, you know, and all of that. And you are worrying by yourself and alone. So rather, you, each and every young person listening to us today, try to create an ideal situation for themselves in order for them to have a child, so that they don't find themselves in a situation where they are struggling with their relationship with the child and therefore affecting other relationships that they have in their lives.
Absolutely. And also, just to echo what you've said, I feel like there are many homes where it's just single moms or single dads, but it's most common that it will be moms. We're not saying that there aren't any single dads. So that really actually, I know because of society and how it's become a norm, it's almost seen as like it's okay. But just to echo what you're saying, there's so many homes that where single parented children grow up in, and that actually ends up affecting them so much in their adulthood. Even that whole thing of, as much as okay, fine, you know, the parents will have a child with usbanbani, and then because it was out of wedlock, if she was young, then they were both young, and then eventually kluanwek. And then at a later stage, they marry someone else, and then now this child has to adopt to being in this different kind of environment, with this different kind of partner. Even if it happens usayingane, but because you know this is your biological dad, and now this person isn't your dad. Even kwaileyo, it's just a lot for a child to process. So I feel like that's another reason why I would personally say, like, let's try as young people to just wait. Ngoba, we've seen that happen a lot in our lives, so I don't think we would want to experience the same thing. As much as you can grow up in a home with a step parent and ube right, but still, you know, if it was just a normal way, then you wouldn't need to adjust. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I think last week I did mention that I have such faith and such hope in this generation that it's going to do better than we did. It's going to make, it's going to learn from the mistakes that we made. And even when they happen to have children while they were young, but they will do better in terms of paying attention and building the relationship that is necessary with a child. And to between a parent and a child, to ensure that even in the midst of whatever challenge or mistake, hate is not born, but love is born.
Yeah, that's very true. Mrs. M, I want us to go into some voice notes because I did ask.
Okay.
I did ask the listeners that if they want to share their own story, should it be that they have a child and they're young, they got the child when they were young, or if they know of someone and they've seen how it affected their relationships, then they can share. So we have a few to go through. So I'm going to take us to our first voice note.
Having a child when you're young and then having to introduce them to a new partner is very hard, no matter. Because like, what if they don't accept the child and all ever? And what if Inganyami doesn't actually accept the dad? Or, I mean, the new dad or something like that ever? So it actually, it's like a crossroad. Because you just don't know whether it's your partner or the child that's not going to actually be like for the relationship, you know. So like, it doesn't really have a positive effect. Sometimes it does for others, but then it usually starts with a like negative vibe, and then as time goes, the child obviously or the partner has to like actually accept the fact that it's not their decision to actually make, you know, it's your decision. And yeah, I guess
yeah, so that was anonymous sharing, Uguti. That's how they think having a child young affects relationships. It's going back to what I said again.
Yeah. I think she's correct in that. It challenges you as a person, and then it challenges the relationships that you're going to have in the future.
It does.
But obviously, if you are in that situation already, there are many ways that you can use in order for you to be able to find a little bit of ease in terms of introducing your child to another partner. First of all, I would avoid introducing my child to all the partners that I come across. For instance, if I'm still not sure what we are doing with that person, avoid having your child attach feelings to them, because when you break up with them, your child will also go through a breakup.
Yeah.
And they will also go through the pain of somebody living their lives and moving on. You will be crying, thinking that it's just you that have lost a partner, but every breakup will come to the child as well. So rather, keep your child away from the relationships if you are still trying to get somebody to settle down with and that is not their father. So protect them away from those relationships, and make sure that you only bring your child into the picture when you are sure that this is a person that I am building or settling down with in my life. And this is how I would like also decide on the type of relationship you want your child to have with that person. And then know that this is how I would like my child to relate to this person. Half the time, I will tell you, being raised by a single mom from experience, half the time you're introduced to uncle. And you don't know what the relationship with uncle is. How are you related to uncle? How are you supposed to behave with uncle? And you don't, because mom is so into uncle, you as a child start playing a role on keeping uncle. And I don't know if you guys have ever been aware of that. The children also start taking the burden and the role of keeping uncle, because uncle keeps mom happy, does this and this and this for us. Mm. So protecting your child from that will also help your child not to carry the burden of making the relationship work as well. Because when you are now hurt, that your child never wants to see you hurt as well. And you must remember that children also grow and they observe our patterns. So if you have a child and you're still looking for a partner, protect your child from that. Tell your partner that I do have a child, but at the right time, I'll introduce you to my child. And when it's okay, for now, I am the one in this relationship with you, not the child.
I think that's very true, because I was also going to say the same thing, that I think if you are in the situation where you are in a relationship, avoid like introducing the child too early. Yeah, you don't want to do that, because it really does do something to the child psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. It's really not just about the casual thing that we always think it is.
Yeah.
No, it's about the emotional investment that the child puts into that relationship. Remember that when first uncle leaves, the child doesn't know why. Second uncle leaves, the child starts to think that they probably need to play a role at keeping these uncles, and they get emotionally invested into it and trying and, you know, doing that. That's why other children would even fall prey to being raped and not reporting it, because they think that is what is keeping uncle here. So it's necessary for that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, yo, that's another thing, which is like a huge issue. Yeah, Mrs. M, it's a lot. I think it's a very, very hectic topic. We're going to go into another voice note, and we just want to hear what you have to say. Do you have a story to tell as well? It's here.
The topic is for you, but if opening them or something, it does affect your relationship at all times. Whether you're not going to be or not. But then, you're changing your relationship. Why? Because it's not so strong. It's almost dedicated to your at all times, you have to prioritize your relationship with the guy. With the husband, so at all times, no prioritize it in them, you should tell them. And local kind of daily conflict and stress within the relationship. School fees, clothing, it's all expensive. And he has like a man, as long as guys, how much has to be because in Ghana, you know, if it's under data, it does not sleep at all. But then, and you, and which can cause stress, of course, which can cause stress and which will cause a conflict again within the relationship. And there's no satisfaction within the relationship. Also, was we never get along back with the guy. And it is no sex, of course. And we place no in Ghana because you have no choice. You have no in Ghana.
Yeah, I had to cut it short there, Anonymous, because of time. Because we
unfortunately, I could not hear Anonymous. So you just
you could not hear them at all.
No, not at all. So you can just recap on what they were saying.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right. So Anonza is saying that firstly, Anonza, you basically looked at it from every angle. So well done for that. So she spoke about how she feels like having a child early will affect you and the relationship that you have with either the father of the child or future relationships financially, because most of that is going to go to the child. Also, mm-hmm. it will affect the relationship you have, because it's because nesiningi usdedicate kwingane yakho yabo, especially esancane, and they're going through all those stages of ukukhula. You need to dedicate as much time as possible. They demand your attention, so your priority your priorities change, and it makes it hard for you ukuthi ukuthi ube present, mhlambe in the same way whether you were present before the partner was in the picture. So she was saying that often affects the relationship, and abafana uthi bajwayele ukuthi akizona into ezinakalengane yakho, so it will cause stress and conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's basically
that happens even when you are married, by the way.
She did say that. She did say it was your relationship or your marriage. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It does.
Even when you are married, I think like I said earlier, the book is on the woman's chest. So the child is literally on you all the time.
Yeah.
So you turn to pay more attention to the child. So it always does affect the relationship. And it goes back to what we spoke earlier on, that you can decide what kind of monument you're making your child in that in your relationship.
That's absolutely true. I wanted to go to Anomza. I'm thinking Utinale is anonymous. Well, Anomza Omunye, it's a 3-minute long voice note, so I think we need to get through it because of time. Guys, let me clean your voice notes to a minute long in future chat.
Well, I'm denying, but I think from observations from like our thing was now you have to, and you break up with, you know, whomever you had ingani naye.
Mrs. M, can you hear her?
First of all, bruh.
Barely. I heard it from observation about it. And then after that, I lost it.
You are attracted to the other gender. So I feel like every time you get to a relationship,
is it better now?
Explain yourself for stability. It's not just you, it's you and this person. And another thing, yeah, some people may hide, not necessarily hide, but may protect their kids. So the way you do not introduce, you don't introduce the baby to like a lot of chance, né? Which is good. But then sometimes it happens, Ruti. What if, like, manje, you, like, for example, working and you live with your kid now. So you bound with mhlambe igcine manje ingane isiyazi lo mfana lo, especially for us girls, abo. So, and now izojayela lo muntu lo, and should things not work out, izojayela another person. Yo, bro, I think it's so draining. That's why, you know, I always pray to God to have umtana with my husband, shame. Yeah, and another thing, it sucks because now when you get married also, bruh, your kids that you are gonna have in your marriage are not gonna, whether you like it or not, are not gonna have the same treatment. I've seen it happening with my cousin, like mama ke wa shahata. First of all, mama ke shahata. Nje azamlobolanga yena bamshiyile ekhaya. Nje kwabuhlungu ba, and now you get to see umamakhe eba umama ungcono to lezi ngane lezakhe zala emshadweni, then kiyena bo, and that's very painful to see, because yena banengane samncane manje yabo, now this ingane has to suffer yabo. And you're bragging that I can ever say about that, but it's always better if you have a kid umncane with that person and you guys stay together and probably eventually get married.
Did you hear her?
I did. I caught a little bit of bits and pieces somewhere there, but I think I get the gist of her message. And I'm sticking by it as well, that it's always better to do it when the time is right. when you are also in the right space. And because there is, in as much as now you can say, it's my life, I'm doing what I want.
Yeah.
Later on, it will be your life and that child's life, and you can no longer do what you want. You have to be mindful of that child's emotions. You have to be mindful of that child's future. And what is it that they, what is it that is best and good for them? As when they're a child, you still need to decide that. But as they grow older, you must know that they, it affects them as well and how they continue in the relationships in their lives. Some children go, when they are much, much older, they start searching for their dads or start searching for their moms, or their side of the mom's side of the family or dad's side of the family, depending who they ended up with as a child. Mm-hmm. And that just becomes one issue after another. And also for people who believe in traditional activities, you find that they also get affected by the fact that the person doesn't know their mom or their dad, and that affects them in a particular way. So we must always be mindful about the decisions that we are making.
Absolutely, because they do definitely have consequences to bear, even if not now, but at a later stage. I just want to read one last message from Anonymous. I think your partner changes his behavior, his doings and attitude towards you, or he starts looking for those who have flat tummies. This situation has advantages and disadvantages, I suppose. I've heard my mom say this so many times.
That's what moms would haunt you with. I think I was so scared, just to share a little bit about myself. I was so scared of having a child in varsity or wherever. Even when I was married, you won't believe this, because I've always seen having a child as such a hard job. I've always seen, and the fact that I've always wanted to give it my best shot when I do it, made it even more of a hard job, you see.
Yeah.
Because I overthink it. I used to overthink about it, you know, as well. So I think that a lot of young people out there, young, beautiful lady, young, handsome gentleman, don't complicate your life, you know, by having a child while you are still young, while so many other parts of your life are not ready for it.
Yeah.
But if it's already there, it's not the end of the road as well. You're not evil. There's no being for you. You can still rise up from it and be able to give that child the best of what you have to offer right now. Be a responsible dad. Be a responsible mom. And be present in your child's life in as much as you can be. I often find that maybe ladies and both gentlemen often believe or demand an investment. You know that we both are in university, and as we are having a child, so really, it means this child will eat what we can afford. So I can't now go and demand of the father or demand of the mother what in actual fact they can't afford right now. Yeah, but let us be mindful of each other. You know, in all of that. Let's be mindful of what we can ask of each other and know that the things that we're saying, if you want Nike takeies for your child from a father who's still in varsity, I mean, you're putting yourself in an impossible situation when you're always going to be fighting. Whereas if you just sat down and looked at the fact that we did this, see Lana, therefore this is what we can afford, but we can be present in our child's life. We can love our child's life. Because remember, the relationship with the child must never be monetized. you know, must never be about affordability and all of that. Because sometimes when you meet adversity, the father really comes from rural areas where what they think of as a life school, you know. And honestly, that background and that affordability means a lot when it comes to building or providing for a child. So that person must not be now kept away from a child because they can't afford to do this and do that. Let us try our best to give the child the love, the emotional attention, the physical presence and the emotional presence that is required by a child that doesn't cost money.
Yeah. No, I think that's powerful, Mrs. M, and I'd like to end it on that note. I don't know if Lambe Konogunye that you'd like to add.
Oh, no, I think the topic I can speak to the Google is that.
I think it comes from being a mom naturally.
I am so passionate about it. I'm so passionate about it. It is so painful to see a young woman or a young man with dreams and their dreams being affected by a one-night decision that they just could have been careful on, that they could have just, you know, made a different decision on. So if anyone is listening to us and they were about to, you know, I hope they rethink. I hope they repurpose and redirect those energies to the right place. And for anyone that is in that situation where they're single parenting, whether male or female, there is a community out there that can help you. Just be kind to yourself first and be kind to those relationships that you have with those people and understand the fact that in as much as this is heavy and a shock to you, it's also exactly the same for them. They need time to get used to what has happened and the development of that relationship, and therefore they will then come into the party and support you. It's no point being rude to people just because you're shutting down and you don't want people to tell you how wrong you have been. But be respectful, be mindful of the fact that, yes, other people might be disappointed. Be mindful of other people's feelings as well, in as much as you are mindful of your own.
Thank you so much. Mrs. Ems, I'm sorry to do this to you, but we do have the asking for a friend in the second hour of the show. We always have it on Tuesdays, and it's always like anonymous asking questions that are related to relationships. So since we're speaking about pregnancy and also dabbling into abstinence, I really need to hear what you have to say for this for this week's asking for a friend, okay, that Anonymous has written for us. So Anonymous Utim, oh, okay, cool. Let's say you have a boyfriend and he stays a province away from you. You've been together, but there has been on and offs. I think that's what they meant to say. But you're still a virgin, all right? Now he wants to visit so y'all can spend his birthday together. You've already agreed, but not having thoughts about, I think that's what they meant, not having thoughts about it, you scared, you don't want him to come anymore, and it's too late to cancel. What must happen and what must the girl do? Because this person's asking for their friend.
Okay.
So what must their friend do?
So how come they could no longer cancel?
I don't know, because she didn't give us much context. That's if it's a I'm assuming it's a she. But it's a she, unless it's a he. But
she said she's old, still a virgin,
Yes, so now she didn't think about it properly, but now she actually thought about it twice. And now she's saying it's too late to cancel. What must happen? What must she do? Why can't it happen? Is it because...
Why can't...
But this person is... It's a boyfriend who's coming down, I'm assuming. I'm just trying to put two and two because because she said.
Oh, maybe she can't no longer cancel because the hotel is booked and all of that.
I'm assuming.
But first of all, I just want to say to Anonymous, she must never be pressured into anything. If she wants to cancel, she must cancel. She must never, never, ever, ever be pressured into anything. If you, in any relationship, always ensure that you have a voice.
Yes.
Never allow your voice to be taken away for any reason. You must ensure that you always have a voice. So if you no longer want the visit to happen because you feel like you would be in a place where you are compromised, speak. Sorry, lover, I no longer want the visit to happen because I'm not ready to have sex with you. And I feel like if we're spending time together, we might end up doing that. And that will affect me in a negative way because I'm not yet ready to be in a sexual relationship. Yes. Sexual, clear communication has never killed a single person. Stick to the fact, keep nothing to yourself, be clear and tell the other person, because I want to tell you that you will find out after a sexual encounter that you could have just said and your partner was going to respect your wishes.
Yeah.
Most men are not all about sex. They simply just love you for who you are. But if you are welcoming to having sex, they then take the opportunity to do that with you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are clear about the fact that this is not what I want to do and you're clear upfront, he knows the risks of trying to push you to having sex. He understands the risk of trying to make you do what you don't want to do. So if you would rather have the visit during the day over a restaurant and a cup of tea and we chill together and all of that, and you go home and you go home, be clear also about that, that if you are visiting, I unfortunately will not now be, I'm just speaking now in a case where he ends up coming.
Mm.
So I'm saying, you can then say there, obviously we have booked a hotel and all of that, but I would like you to understand that I will not be spending a night with you. We can hang out, obviously not in your hotel room, and we talk, take a walk at the beach, do whatever that people do now. At our times it was that. Do whatever that people do now. Relationships don't always have to end up in a bedroom. I think that many of our young people need to know that a relationship does not have to end up in a bedroom. You getting to know your partner is about conversation. It's about, you know, discussion. It's about enjoying a meal together, enjoying a conversation with one another. That does not have to happen behind closed doors. Honestly speaking, there are so many recreational areas that we can use as young people to get to know one another, to spend time together that is not the bed. So you can speak to your partner anonymous and say, I don't mind you coming, but I have a reservation, which is I cannot be in the, I cannot spend the night with you because of this reason. Be honest to your partner. It is not a shame to be a virgin. So tell your partner that I'm a virgin and I would like to keep it that way for now. You know, it's mine. It's my choice. It's my choice as a person. So don't be afraid to speak up, anonymous, because I feel like that is what you're afraid of more than the reason.
Yeah.
I feel like you're afraid to voice yourself out to be able, I promise you, anonymous, once you start talking and owning your voice in that relationship, you will feel even more comfortable and even more empowered by the relationship.
I do too, but I'm going to reserve my comment for the end because I want to hear what you have to say, just like Mrs. M.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, how can we advise anonymous? The number is 0681608832. Tell us what honest advice would you give to her? But thank you so much, Mrs. M. I feel like anonymous is really going to take that.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me today.
Yes, on the other side.
Yes. I feel like I was actually there in studio.
Yeah, it does.
It was so seamless today.
It is. And also, we'll catch you next week.
All right, definitely. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.